Russia launches its response. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A barrage of missiles and exploding drones fired into Ukraine. Most were shot down by air defense, but one person was killed in the capital, Kyiv, two injured, and civilian infrastructure damaged around Odessa.
Moscow often responds to Ukrainian successes with airstrikes. The Kremlin now saying it sees the promised delivery of Western tanks to Ukraine as evidence of growing U.S. and European involvement.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Israeli forces went on the attack today in the West Bank with a raid targeting a refugee camp, which is considered a Palestinian militant stronghold. At least nine Palestinians were killed, including a 60-year-old woman. An FDA advisory panel meets today to consider recommending making the COVID vaccine like the once-a-year flu shot.
The goal would be to determine in the spring what strains of COVID will pose the biggest threat in the winter so that shots can be available in the fall. In documents released in advance of the meeting, the FDA said most people would only need one dose of the vaccine, quote, to restore protective immunity for a period of time.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Former President Trump can tweet again, though he hasn't. And soon another ban imposed after the 2021 Capitol riot will be lifted.
In the coming weeks, he can use Facebook and Instagram again. I mean, of course, there are guardrails. There are rules. He's got to play by the rules.
That's Meta Global Affairs President Nick Clegg. The former president wrote on his Truth Social platform, this should never happen again to a sitting president, adding, Facebook's lost billions of dollars since his removal. At Cape Canaveral, Florida at 4:30 this morning.
3, 2, 1.
SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket with its heaviest payload yet, carrying 56 more Starlink Internet Service satellites into orbit. Tonight, we'll get our closest encounter ever recorded from an asteroid, said to be the size of a delivery truck that'll pass us by just 2,200 miles away from Earth. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
They still haven't figured out a motive in Monterey Park, California, where a gunman murdered 11 people, then killed himself Saturday. Investigators have not found any connection between the 72-year-old and his victims. Vice President Harris went there yesterday, again calling for stricter gun laws.
We've already had in our country this year already, we're in January, it's estimated over 40 mass killings already.
The court appearance for the accused killer in a double shooting on Monday in San Mateo County was postponed yesterday till next month.
Suspected Half Moon Bay shooter Chin Lu Zhao charged with 7 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. Officials say they believe Zhao acted alone, using a legally owned semi-automatic handgun to open fire at the Mountain Mushroom Farm, his place of work, and at a nearby location, killing 7 and injuring 1 other. The surviving victim in stable condition. Police say evidence suggests this was workplace violence.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Later this hour, we'll get an update on economic growth, expected to show a slight slowdown last quarter. President Biden will go to Virginia later today to tout a resilient economy and job growth as he and House Republicans remain far apart on something that could affect the economy. Whether to raise the debt limit.
The White House insists the debt limit is not something that should be tied to conditions. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul disagrees.
President Biden says he won't negotiate over raising the debt ceiling. I have news for him. He absolutely will negotiate.
Paul says conservatives in the Senate and the House are in agreement. A debt limit boost can only come with reforms to spending. Those demands are being met with criticism from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I think it's important to show how extreme these people are, how far out they are.
The Treasury Department has told lawmakers a debt limit increase is needed by June. on Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, ahead of that GDP growth report, stock futures are now rising. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.